Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report with Jim Cole. Jim, you introduced me to the Sonic Life Machine, and I had the previous machines like the VibraSlim and the Triplanar, DKN, etc., but the sine wave effect of the exercise on the Sonic Life is unique. My routine every morning is to get up first thing, get on my Sonic Life Machine and do vigorous exercise with resistance bands that are pretty serious, and hand weights, and I can see it transforming my body. Then I go into my low ELF infrared sauna for 20 minutes or half an hour, and I can tell you, taking all of my nutraceuticals along with doing the Sonic Life Machine, and I do epigenetic frequency, so I have it tuned to specific frequencies for minerals. I'm going to be advancing that protocol and customizing it for myself and for anybody that's out there. For example, I have a gentleman in renal failure. He did a Manopathia Hunter scan. And I'm going to customize his frequencies for amino acids and minerals to stimulate DNA induction. And I'll be just drop boxing that and sending it to him so he can use his epigenetic frequency antenna. And if and when he gets the Sonic Life Machine, he can actually go and literally plug it directly in and play it through his iPhone directly into the machine. So I made a lot of progress. It turns out your genes are actually, and the best way I like to think of this is hierarchy, that your holographic body is a frequency body. And the frequency body is like computer code for coding how to induce DNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. And I call the other 93% of your DNA, I call it origami DNA, which basically designs how to make you and build you and make you work. So your eyeball is not the size of a dinner plate or a pea. It's this proper size. Each organ is like fold tissue over to make a tube, fold the tube on itself, and create valves, and presto change, you have a heart. So in other words, it's like when you see paper origami, there's DNA origami. And I'm working out the hierarchical frequency code that actually allows you to create, say, a limb like a hand or a foot or a whole leg, which helps to actually restructure and build organs, which is pretty cool. In other words, and as far as I know, I'm the only one in the world doing this, using frequency harmonic analysis. The structural protein and enzyme thing is necessary for your stem cells. If you're going to regenerate a tissue, you need to have the right structural proteins and enzymes. And, of course, we have the building blocks in a red deer velvet DR, the first in the world, protects the biomolecules from destruction by your stomach acid and pepsin. So we have patents pending on that technology. And I'm working, so sometime either later this fall or early 2019, I'll have patents on my epigenetic frequency therapies as well and copyrights on the technology. I'm working on trying to create a special app or device so we can interface it with a Lumen photon machine, but also you can put it through speakers, broadcast it to the air. For example, right now, my little amplifier system can broadcast it to the air. But my favorite for broadcasting the epigenetic frequencies is the Sonic Life. You can actually hear it playing in the room. And if you put a little ear jack in, you can actually play it through your low ELF headphones you get from Less EMF. So, and it turns out that this theory also extends to pathogens. If you have a pathogen in your body or a yeast or a fungus, the resident atomic frequency using the formula for Linus Pauling will tell you which heavy metal or that biotoxin or pathogen is actually resonant with. Isn't that interesting? It goes right back to Raymond Rife.
Right.
It also means we could also identify a pathogen coming into an airport, even before you get a PCR test back. And you can also kill pathogens off by creating a radionic field that actually will destroy the pathogens from a territory, let's say, thousands of square miles.
Oh.
That's, so I'm working on that technology, too.
Amazing. You've taken the sonic machine to a whole new level.
Well, I was working on this for the last 38 years. I have a background in quantum physics, so I'm applying it to what I call the quantum universe. See, everything is vibration. Tesla said this, Albert Einstein, Maxwell, many other quantum physicists. So everything is vibration. And you see a condensation of matter. So that older holographic body, the holographic body, determines what we call the gene induction of body or the epigenetic body that determines the protein structural and enzymatic body that determines structure and function of the body. So there's a hierarchy there. And the sonic life machine is very unique. It's the best exercise machine in the world. I don't care what other exercise you do. If you're a power lifter, football player, runner, whatever, you need to spend at least 10 minutes a day on this machine. You had a story that you mentioned on the break. I want you to repeat about a clinic where they're using your sonic life machine and they're getting people that are diabetic or in wheelchairs out walking and healed in a matter of 4 to 6 weeks. Tell us about that story.
Oh, yeah. That's through the diabeticsupportservices.com in Salem, Oregon. And we did a clinical study there many years ago on diabetic peripheral neuropathy. And they had, I don't know, maybe 8 subjects. And at the end of the study, they were all walking. They were out of their walkers. They were, everything was getting better. And out of that, this group started, which was Diabetic Support Services. And they've been, I think she told me yesterday, they have about 60 members that come to their meetings and their classes and are on the machines. And there's people 80, 85 years old and older that have been pretty crippled up with diabetes and different things, and they're up and walking, and they're blowing the minds of the doctors. At the
now, they're probably using your Qigong frequencies, which is frequency 8, 9, and 10 for like 8 right. minutes, and then 1 or 2 minutes on frequency 21, I think it is, on that table.
Yeah, and I think they go up to maybe 30 hertz on that protocol. I'm going to check with her and find out exactly what the protocol
is. What it is, and we'll repeat it when we have you back next week, because you'll be back on the same time. By the way, although I'll be going on vacation Friday, I'll have my other co-hosts in hour 2 and 3 doing live shows, and on Monday, Tuesday, I'll be doing live shows from my hotel there in Flagstaff, Arizona, visiting my son on his birthday, which is Monday the 22nd. So live shows Monday, Tuesday, you'll be back. And then Wednesday, we'll be flying back from Arizona. So we'll be doing rebroadcast shows and live shows from my other co-hosts, including, I think, my son Matthew may do a show Wednesday on the third hour, because he's got lots to say, especially over what's going on lately. The other area that we need to talk about is the CBD oil. And there's all kinds of CBDs out. And you do not need the hallucinogens and marijuana. But the hemp oil cannabinoid receptors are out through the entire neuraxis and immune system for pain control, for example, the Langerhans gate in your skin, which is at the epidermal junction, for your neuraxis in your brain, control of stress hormones for hypertension, emotional stress relief with the use of CBD oil, and it works instantly. Within 7 seconds, it's in your bloodstream. What makes this unique compared to other hemp oils or even marijuana?
Is that a question? Oh, it's the nano-emulsified. It's liposomal. It goes in transmucosally, and it's directly into your bloodstream within seconds. Most
right.
of the others, or all of the others, you know, they have to digest, and you're only absorbing like 3 to 5% actually gets into your system.
Right.
So, no, this is an amazing product. It's an amazing chemist that formulated it and put it together. It's a very good product. I take it 3 times a day.
Yeah. It is amazing. 3 times a day, what will happen when you take it 3 times a day to your body? What are the primary things to say head to toe?
Yeah, the main thing that I take it for is inflammation, because we all have it. We live with it, with all the toxins and pollutions. It's also a detoxifier. It helps calm your system down. It relaxes you. It's great to take before you go to bed. It's good to take in the morning. It just kind of keeps you very mellow all day. Nothing really upsets you. So, no, it's a great product. Well, the CBD, and it is a product that's been researched. There's been hundreds and hundreds of clinical studies done on the benefits, and it's only been legal here for the last 4 or 5 years. So, no, it's an amazing molecule, the lubricant of life, as you say.
Yeah, it is. It reduces stress, reduces actually cancer, too. Tell us about that. How does it do that?
Wow, you're going to have to go into that more. You know, I think it's just boosting the immune system. And I really don't know if the CBD is actually...
I think it improves what's called...
immune function.
I think it does three things. It helps repair the body by putting it back into balance. It also improves immune surveillance. So if you find a precancerous cell that's changing and trying to metastasize, it grabs it and kills it. And the third thing it does is it detoxifies your body.
Right.
So, yeah. So if you have all three things going on, you're detoxifying, you've got better immune surveillance, and you've got a better kill effect. If you've got cancer, it's going to help you fight it. It also fights the nausea of cancer. If you're going through chemo, like insulin potentiated chemo, it helps to cut the nausea dramatically, doesn't it?
That's
Stay right there, Jim. We'll be right back next segment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Interesting stuff. We're talking on the break about the effect of deuterium in health. There's a clinic up in UCLA. What people have to understand, water, the water molecule, is necessary for your life. So if you're looking at a distant planet with telescopes for resonant frequencies of, say, water, oxygen, hydrogen, without water, it's called a Fonon Maser superconductor, informational superconductor. And molecules need to communicate back and forth to actually create life. Life is actually a dance between biophotons and ion channels. And when you look at it, basically, it's this hierarchy of holograms, holographic or informational body, a epigenetic body, an enzymatic and structural protein body, and then descending or condensing into organs and tissues. And if you bring balance back to that body with the CBD hemp oil, if you bring epigenetic frequency therapy, I tell people signal plus substance equals healing. So the sonic life machine is the best way to put signal back in your body. Remember, if you put an animal inside a new metal box, it actually blocks the signal Schumann resonance of the earth. And the animal starts to die. It becomes obese, and its metabolism starts to shut down because the Schumann frequency resonance of the earth shoves the electrons to the outer orbitals so that the chemical and enzymatic reactions are turned on and DNA is turned on. So at the end of every one of your chromosomes, a little infrared antenna that actually talks to your ion channels to let amino acids and minerals in, to turn on your DNA to actually make structural proteins and enzymes. So if you've got zinc coming into a cell, the zinc metalloenzymes are turned on, maybe dozens or hundreds of enzymes. The same way as, for example, when your hair turns gray, it's because your cell sends a signal to not absorb manganese, and the manganese-dependent pigment enzymes and our proteins are no longer induced but to make a messenger RNA so you don't have pigment in your hair and it turns gray. So that gives you the model of what aging disease is. It's actually... aging and disease are an informational disorder first, then become an enzymatic and a structural protein imbalance or deficiency, and then finally a structural body failure. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
And of course, it doesn't matter what the disease is. It's the basic process of hierarchy applies to diseases not only in humans, but every animal, every plant, every life form, actually the same kind of hierarchical system actually has effects. One of the side effects of this is, of course, DARPA and the government have made advanced scalar weapons for the battlefield. Some of them to be deployed on drones or even cyborg robots in the future. So the warfare of the future isn't going to be by humans lining up on a battlefield. It'll be drones and cyborgs or autonomous robots, autonomous kill for data put in their frame systems. What they don't understand is that when I work for the employees working at Special Forces of Delta and the NSA, I got clear knowledge that filled a lot of gaps in my knowledge base years ago about the idea of scalar physics and how they actually developed a number of battlefield weapons to give you a stroke, heart attack, or give you cancer using the scalar biophysics.
Wow.
So the positive side of this is that, number one, don't have a cell phone on the side of your head. Don't have a smart meter on your home. Do reduce your bioelectricity. And do think about shielding things. If you're going to have an apartment building, you have a whole battle time of these things. And on the other side, the positive side, get a sonic life machine. Get my epigenetic frequency antenna. Get lumen photon pads. I like the sonic life machine the best. It's very powerful. 10 minutes with the frequencies, you can tell it's doing something really dramatic. It increases mitochondrial function, increases enzyme induction for structural proteins and enzymes. It mobilizes edema. One of the things you mentioned is this machine can actually increase what we call sonic life patient. I think it's a better word, right? Does that make sense?
Right.
And body lift. I mean, you see people, oh, look, your edema's gone, your heart failure. Or, hey, it looks like you had a neck, a lift in your neck. How can we look better? After somebody hasn't seen you, say, in 4 or 5 months, and you've been on the sonic life machine. The reason is it's going to stimulate the tissues to increase the turgor of the muscles and the control, but also pumps the fluid out of the lymphatic tissue by the sine wave pulse frequency effect, not only the electromagnetic effect, but also the sound effect and the pulsations through the body pumped into lymphatics.
Right.
So, and you don't need a lot of minutes. 10 minutes on this machine has a biological effect equivalent to an hour of aerobics. But more than that, there's a lot more to it than just the issue of aerobics. So it doesn't matter what other kind of exercise you do. These machines should be in every senior home, every fitness center, every university, every professional sports team. They should be hauling along with them and putting it in off in one corner of the exercise room, so after they do their power weights and then pushing those things in football or running rapidly or doing all kinds of things, you know, trying to maintain their motor control, they should be on this machine because it's going to improve proprioception, it's going to improve muscle twitch, so slow and fast twitch fibers, it's going to stimulate their mitochondria and lymphatics. It does a whole lot of stuff that the whole big picture is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. And there's more and more. It just keeps coming out. The longer... more people that have them, we start hearing more stories. They're just all, everything's getting better. And it gets down to the question of what is actually exercise? You know, and why do we exercise? Well, we exercise to move fluid. We exercise to stimulate the cells. We exercise to increase more circulation. That's everything that the sonic machine does. It's an amazing device.
Well, I like to use the humorous term I call vitamin X. Vitamin X is exercise. And what is vitamin X? Exercise is stimulating the tissues with a gravitonic effect. I call you vitamin X is gravity waves coming through your body, which means the force of, say, pulling on a weight or a hand weight or even doing isometrics is amplified by, say, 400%. So you don't have to have a 50-pound weight in your hand. You can have a 12-pound weight, and it'll have the effect of a 50-pound weight in your hands, effect on the muscle, twitch fibers, and healing of the bones, for example. Right?
Right. Exactly.
So, in other words, it amplifies the effect, but it doesn't amplify the danger. So, if you did a heavy senior that already has weak bones, they'd have a compression fracture, but it won't. That doesn't happen with the sonic life, does it?
No, there's nothing. There's no more passive of exercise that does so much. I mean, you could put a 99-year-old grandma on this, your grandpa, and it'd stimulate the cells. It'd be exercising the individual cells using the weight of the cell as the resistance.
Right. Yeah, I think you're going to come down and visit me down here, too, and you'll see my latest machines that I'm working on to actually pull up the atomic frequencies using the Metapathy Hunter or blood testing. We can use Jay's lab to pick up a minute in or out of balance cell. We can also do blood tests through, say, direct labs or Metagenics, direct labs and other laboratories like to measure intracellular red and white cell mineral levels and amino acids. And I can even make a custom amino acid through designs through what's called... Direct Labs. So I can actually make a custom amino acid blend. We have one for building muscles called Dr. Wolf's formula called Mega Muscles. And what we need to understand is disease states are basically a deficiency of structural proteins and enzymes. So if you build the building blocks, like Red Deer Velvet DR, which I think you're going to get a new bottle of it here today, right, shipped up to you, and then you have the signal, which you have the frequency signal, signal plus substance equals healing. Your body says, okay, I'm making a messenger RNA to make the structural proteins and enzymes. I have the building blocks now, and let's do it. I call it the field of dreams effect, you know, where if you build it, they will come, you know, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
All the ancient baseball players and famous players will come, their ghosts will come to play baseball, right?
Yep.
Your stem cells will come and play, let's regenerate you and make you a younger version of yourself.
Right.
Pretty amazing stuff, whether it's reversing diabetes and renal failure, improving vision, improving your brain function, rebuilding bones. The Sonic Life Machine is amazing. The lubricant for life, the CBD oil, anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, it's amazing too.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you and welcome back to the Bill Deagle Hour. I just want to say this is Kelby Smith with his advocates, and Bill has stepped out for a minute. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up on state citizenship in the core of understanding what that means for you in comparison to being a United States citizen or a citizen of the United States of America. They've hidden long since...
Shelby, go ahead. Please continue.
Hey, they've hidden... Hey, Bill. They've hidden since the late 1800s, within the measure of many, many laws, what an American is or what a United States corporate citizen is. And our goal here on the Bill Deagle Show is to basically expose the truth in law so that it's unquestionable in your eyes when you're actually looking at the differences in law of what a United States citizen, lowercase, versus what it would mean to be a State of the Union citizen, which is really what our founders were. Ben Franklin never was a United States citizen. George Washington never was a United States citizen. They would have referred to themselves as a Virginianite or a New Hampshireite,
right,
or a New Yorkian. Anyway, sorry, Bill, go ahead.
No, while I'm hearing your dialogue, because it's very important to understand this, because what's happening step by step, and by the way, it's going on whether or not there's a Democrat or Republican in the presidential office. For example, the move toward kryptonizing the currency, turning it into a cryptocurrency, the Fed coin, toward the national ID happened worldwide. It's not just the national, it's an international standard. The move toward eventually hacking into human consciousness to actually know not just what you want to buy, but your thoughts from moment to moment. People don't understand. It's not just a matter of your phone staying in your bedroom or your TV being able to watch you from the television. They can actually do this now. They have two-way television cameras, in a sense. What people should start understanding is we are step by step by step moving into the matrix, but it's actually over several hundred years. It's not something that just happened in the last 10 years, is it?
No, it's been, you know, it's funny, if you take a look at the core of it, it has to be from a mind that can look at something over hundreds, if not thousands of years of how to basically trick the populace while the populace is growing, while the populace is spreading throughout the world, and how do we trick them into basically losing their God-given unalienable rights and binding them underneath a ruling system or a ruling party and making them voluntarily give themselves up as the surety for all of their dastardly deeds and their works. And that's really what's happened in the last couple hundred years here in this country.
Right. Now, what are it's like in other countries. What happened is America, and I mentioned this yesterday when I had Josh Bernstein on, America and ancient Israel were the only two countries in history where the rights of the individual came from the Creator God, not from a government setting up an edict or a royal household, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So that we originally received our rights from the Creator God, which is based on the Bible and the Ten Commandments that Moses received. What people didn't understand is there's been a corporate parallel system, which is Luciferic. Talk about that and why this Luciferic system is coming in, and step by step by step, it's ready to be transformed completely into the overt mark of the beast system, which means if you don't opt out of the system, step by step by step, you're actually in. You're in the system.
You know, in the Constitution, it gave provision for the United States to have a seat of government. They chose what was called Rome. And if you look at where District of Columbia was actually planted on, it was called the New Rome. And it was an area literally named after this long-standing governmental body since, you know, 3,000 years ago. And they've been a ruling party and coming into literally the same ruling party that we have today, only it's in a covert fashion. They created the District of Columbia. Columbia means goddess of death and destruction. They created a Luciferian series of symbols, and some of them are not Luciferian, but some of them are eclectic, or I'm trying to think of the term. They don't represent God in a favorable fashion, and there's probably 40 or 50 symbols in the streets of Washington, D.C., and they created a district for the seat of the United States Corporation, and that was known as the District of Columbia Act of 1871. So you look in the street at the symbolism, which is facing up towards God, onto this new land where all the 12 tribes have come from all over the world to re-inhabit and actually form a government that is synonymous with the Old Testament original government under God, where He is king and where we are self-governed and where we proclaim ourselves to be a faith directly with Him and His Son. And now they, in the streets, they developed this symbol, and it's called the Church of Satan seal. It is the Baphomet, and it's the upside down star, and literally to show the world in a symbolic format, if you look at this upside down star, it's got three streets across the top of what would be referred to as the forehead of the Baphomet, or the forehead of the beast, and that's Scott, Logan, and DuPont Circle. Those three streets have exactly six streets running into them, so symbolically across the forehead of the beast is the number 666. And when you look at who thinks for the beast, it's the 33rd degree Mason Church sitting right in the middle of the forehead of the beast. And that's where you find out you're worshiping Lucifer, is the 33rd degree. But the crazy part, Bill, is when you want to know who speaks for the beast, you go down to the bottom of the star. But here's the interesting thing. The White House, even though it's at the very bottom of the star, who speaks for the beast, is technically outside of the star. And so you have this symbol that's facing up towards God with the due north, showing that this symbol truly is meant to be an upside down Luciferian pentagram. And they show you who's in charge, and they show you what the purpose is. And, you know, unfortunately, it's one of the three districts around the world that are really in control of this Luciferian governmental body known as the World Order.
Right. And if you look at the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I, who's called the, I think they used to call her the, The queen had never had any children, but she did have an illegitimate son. His name was Sir Francis Bacon. Now, Bacon was a wizard, and he also had an extremely high IQ. He was very involved with symbology, so he wrote a book called The Voynich Document, which prophesied that America would become the new Atlantis, would be the resurrection of the ancient tribes of Israel, but under the Druidic rule. Because remember, the apostate priests of Aaron, the apostate descendants of Aaron, were actually the Druidic priesthood that was in the Irish, the Scottish, the Germans, etc. All these Ephraimic tribes were apostate when they were cast off by the Medo-Persians to Europe. And what they did is they took away their book, they took away their land, but they also made sure that their priesthood was totally Luciferic. And, you know, Lucifer would be correct in everything he does if the only world that existed was the Luciferic world of entropy and decay and destruction and energetics. But the fact is there's a spiritual world where the physical world is a condensation of that, which, by the way, Lucifer's title is the Prince of the Power of the Air, so he is the chief power and intellect in the spirit world. And then there's the eternal world where God is prescient, where nothing exists except with God in God's mind. And because Luciferians and Masons believe only that the only world that exists is the physical world, they believe their viewpoint, which transcends religion, makes them always correct. That's the whole purpose. So the Mark of the Beast system, and I got to say this is not my opinion, it's an absolute. The Mark of the Beast system is not coming from Brussels or Moscow or Beijing or South Africa. It's coming from America. The Mark of the Beast digital system for controlling the mind, the money, everything, is going to come from the United States. And I believe the fulfillment of this is going to happen in less than a decade. And a lot of the steps moving toward it not only happened with, you know, George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton and George Bush Jr. and Barack Obama, they're also occurring under and with the aid, whether it's overt or covert, with Donald J. Trump, including 5G network, etc.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Stand on a second. Just like I was listening to a stream as I was coming back from my doctor's appointment with my daughter, one of the hosts here on Genesis talking about how dangerous Islam is. But remember, people need to understand that Luciferianism has infiltrated every government on Earth, including even our government has this parallel system, which is, by the way, not only the daughter of Babylon, which is what, if you're leaving New York Harbor, Long Island Harbor, you can actually see, you know, these big containers that are storing oil and so on. It's Babylon, New York, right? Remember that? But also you can... Babylon, yeah. It's actually a place called Babylon on Long Island where a lot of these containers are. What you have to understand is that America is the template. Now, if you actually look at the hierarchy from the top down, evil on Earth is exoplanetary and extra-dimensional. When Jesus went to the Gadareans to cast those demons, and their number was legion because we are many, they cast them into the pigs and pigs committed suicide. People need to realize that the current behavior of the demon rats, which is Judge Justice Pirro is using the same term I use, I say we must be thinking along the same lines or inspired by the same God. Or I call dumb and crappies, but we see this among the globalist right people, too. For example, Leslie Stahl's interview the other day, President Trump, she's trying to accuse him of, like, are you intellectually bereft that you don't believe in global warming caused by people, which, of course, ultimately means we want to get rid of 90% of the population. Now, when Barack Obama traveled, I think, in 2015 to Africa, he told him, you can't industrialize America, or the world will all die and will become like Venus, where it'll, you know, melt lead at normal temperature. What people should start understanding is that we're dealing with a spiritual warfare. The warfare for the heart of Americans is, are you going to be a corporate citizen of the United States where your birth certificate is chattelized in seed corporation, and this reserve system, which is under the control of the Vatican and the Jesuits, which are the highest order that controls the financial side of the world under the Pindar, which means he's the 13th seat in the Council of Druidic Council that directly rules Earth for Satan. Now, we have to understand that the Earth has been visited for umpteen eons, perhaps millions of years, by exoplanetary beings that are basically have devilish plans against the human race and the future of what we're supposed to become. Because it's our destiny to become the bride of the Most High God and therefore to become the Queen of Heaven. So we literally are both eternal beings, but living in the temporal or the eternal or the everlasting. Now, the everlasting means time happens, but eternal means there's an unchangeableness to us in understanding a relationship with God. And what you're basically proposing when you say his advocates, you're telling people, get out of the system where you're going to enter and not even be able to distinguish between physical reality and the Matrix. In other words, the world will become like the holodeck in Star Trek. And people don't know that this is coming very quickly. In fact, the cell phone company is already predicting, and I don't know why they leak it, but I think it's part of the Masonic order. You can't, you have to kind of telegraph what you're going to do to the population. If they're profane, they don't understand it, therefore they become willing victims of the disaster that's coming. For example, right now the global warming, and we're going to talk about this on the 26th with Granada Forum for 2 hours, the global warming is caused by methane hydrates being released all over the world because we're ready for what's called a lithospheric disjunction, where the mantle of the Earth is moving virtual, the crust of the Earth, or the lithosphere, and it can slide up to, say, thousands of miles. For example, 8 million years ago, Alaska was on the equator. People don't know this, do they? There was an ancient time, even in the Bible, it talks about Pangaea, where all the continents were fused into one, and they spun off, just like Australia's way off in the South Pacific Ocean. So what people should start understanding is we have a galactic as well as a cosmic battle for the destiny of mankind. And what you're showing in his advocates is say, get out of that system. Don't, you know, be a citizen of California as a concrete citizen. Don't become a corporate citizen of America because you don't even have the right to own property because you've been chattelized. You yourself are considered property or surety against the debt for the reserve system, which is completely luciferic, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I went to a quick story to Sacramento, and I pulled out into the archives, and I walked in and talked to a guy, and he, after about 5 minutes, he's like, oh, so you're one of those sovereign guys. I said, what is that? And I asked him to get two certified copies of the Constitutions for 1849 and 1871, and he brought them out, and I put forward the 1849 Constitution. I said, is this still active law? He said, yeah. I said, so this is a part of this. This is for the state of California. And he said, yeah. And I said, great. And I pushed forward the 1871 Constitution. I said, show me where this Constitution alters, abolishes, ratifies, annuls, adopts, amends the 1849 Constitution. And he dropped his jaw. Because it was basically, I was the first one to ever help him identify that they're two separate documents. They're not one on top of another or one that's bringing forward the other. As a matter of fact, when you go look at the state of California legislature and it says, and the documents, you know, that make California the law, they ignore the 1849 Constitution. And they go all the way back to 1215. And where King John, or excuse me, in 1212, where King John gave the entire world to the Pope for remission of his sins. But right. In 1215, the Magna Carta. So they show the Magna Carta as being a part of the corporate constitution for California. But this guy and other
people, by the way, every nation on earth has got a bar association, which is a British authorized registry If you don't understand, this goes right back to the Magna Carta and the fact that the Vatican actually owns all the reserve banks on the planet. And now we have a kind of a revolt against with the Chinese and their own internal communist banks, and with the Russians not wanting to play footsie. So the real battlefield here is one of finances and the Baals, or the owners of all property, and the Vatican, which is owns not only the bankers, but the banks and the reserve system of all of Europe and America. 90% of the world currency is under the reserve system under the Vatican, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's only one bank here in our country that is not owned and is not a part of the Federal Reserve, and that's, I believe, North Dakota. And they're a solvent, liquid bank. And
right.
People invest
they're in like, they're like a native bank. They're like a completely separate from the reserve system, which is kind of strange. And I don't know, are they native? I heard some kind of, it's interesting, because my mother was from Fargo, North Dakota. That's where she was born.
I don't know that answer, but what's interesting to me, and we need to research this, is there's a lot of stuff that's coming out of North Dakota as being symbolic in end time stuff, and so I'm wondering why that's the only bank in the only state in all of the United States that is not a party to the Federal Reserve banks, and I'm wondering if that's tied to a different constitution within North Dakota, or if it's tied to a different class of people, or if they still make you sign, you know, the signature cards as a United States citizen or a United States person.
Well, I wonder if something different with Texas too. Every June, the Texans have to actually vote to stay in the union. A lot of people don't realize if they don't vote in the legislature in Texas to stay in, they're out. And that's why they have a separate system for power grid. Their power grid system is separate from the rest of the United States.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, that's really fascinating, isn't it? So, and every other country on Earth, people have to understand, it's the only two countries in history that we know of in modern or ancient history is the ancient state of Israel under God and America originally, with the state-sponsored citizenship where you're a citizen of California that's part of a united organization called America. But not the United States of American Corporation, which is a different thing altogether. It's completely luciferic. And it's also the reason why when they declared martial law in 1933, why they declared in 1913 the U.S. Federal Reserve System, they brought in Mr. House and others to actually put them under the control of the Vatican, didn't they? And again, the Vatican, Britain's under the control of the Vatican, too. So it was a British projection of that power from the Vatican that actually brought in the Federal Reserve System in the United States. And 20 years later, they declared bankruptcy in the United States. They even shipped a lot of our gold to Europe, didn't they?
You know, it's a power structure that's invisible, that's behind all of that, making all of that happen.
Right.
And some people call it the Illuminati. Some people call it, you know, the Masons at a higher level, or the Shriners.
I call it specifically. It's called the Druidic Council of 13.
Yeah, I need to look into that, honestly. Bill, I haven't done much study on that, but the...
I know everything about it. It's not just 13 families. It's 13 different, if you want to call, board members of the Luciferic board, literally under Satan himself, Lucifer. Remember, 98% of what Satan does looks, tastes, and smells good and has good effects. Just like, right. For example, the economy is prospering under Trump, who's a high-level Royal Arch Scottish Rite Freemason White Hat. People need to know there are things happening under his regime which are prospering people, and they're all happy about it, and I'm a supporter of Trump, but I want him to become a real live Christian man, not to remain a high-level Mason working in a Luciferic plan, because America is the most powerful nation in history, economically, militarily, and genetically it's otherwise, and there's a great danger in that because we're ready to force the system on the whole world, aren't we?
Yeah, do you have proof?
Nutri-Medical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal orionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.